It's also, I mean, helpful to have people who've just lived a little in terms of had some experience out there. And I don't know. It's endemic to the human condition, I guess, that people get the God complex when they go on these courts.
Well, I didn't want to beat this to death. Maybe we've gone on too long on this thing. I wanted, on another possibly related subject, to ask you about something that was said during the portrait presentation ceremony. And this would have been in 1980, after you'd left the court. And your former assistant, Mike Devine, came over and talked as one of those who took part in the ceremony. And he referred to a time when there was a problem down in Oakland County and had to do with a grand jury. Do you remember that? He said that you decided, you were then Chief Justice, to reconstitute the court. What the heck do you remember what that was about? You were doing this stuff.
Yeah, not a lot of the details, but Mike talks about it in this speech. And as I recall, it was a hot potato of grand jury. The Attorney General was asking for a grand jury in Oakland County. I forget who was being investigated or what exactly, as I recall. It seemed to me it was involved a man by the name of Lazarus.
Ooh, yeah.
And he was a
slippery guy.
Very slippery character with a very shady background who was capable of lying about anything. And one of the things he did every time he would get in trouble with the law was he would start telling stories about judges and high people in high places and how he knew this one was corrupt and that one was on the take and whatever else. And he'd make the most bizarre allegations. But for some reason or other, he had the ear of some people in the state police. And they tend to believe him, at least to the point of wanting to investigate. And, in fact, there was a request for a grand jury in Oakland County. And I think that in that case, Lazarus had probably pointed the finger at some people in Oakland County. Curiously enough, something makes me think that one of the people whose names was mentioned at that time was Jerry Bronson. But I'm not sure. It could very well have been that his name was...
He'd come through Oakland County, been a prosecutor.
Been a prosecutor out there. And whether or not it was because of something he did or was alleged to have done when he was prosecutor or a judge, I can't remember. I don't think Jerry was a circuit judge. I think he went right from being prosecutor to being on the Court of Appeals. But anyway, for whatever reason, the Oakland Circuit judges, one after another, began disqualifying themselves from hearing this petition. And I got the message as Chief Justice that there wasn't anybody in Oakland County that would accept this grand jury. There wasn't any one of them who would be the grand juror. And I became very concerned that the justice system was going to break down in Oakland County and that the courts were going to get a very bad black eye for simply not acting on the Attorney General's petition. And since it was local stuff that was being alleged and so forth, I felt that maybe some outsiders would be better off handling it. So I conceived of the idea of completely reconstituting the court, which meant taking all of the Oakland County Circuit Judges and assigning them for one day into other counties.
Lapeer,
Wayne County, Washtenaw, Monroe, just sending them off to do a day's work someplace else, and bringing in a whole bench of outsiders who would then make judgment on the petition for the grand jury and appoint a grand juror, being one of themselves. Because, as I recall, the statute said that they were to appoint, the bench was to appoint one of their own members to be the grand juror. And since nobody in Oakland County wanted to do it, we had to have a new Oakland County Circuit Court. And that's just what we did. And that bench, I forget who all was on it, but there were a lot of judges from Detroit, as I recall. But one of them was Judge Bob Colombo. And he was appointed the grand juror. I guess the newspapers, as Mike Devine recalls, were making a lot of noise about this and demanding this grand jury to be impaneled.
Oh, this Lazarus, he had a great appeal for the newspaper, or some of the press reporters, I guess.
Well, because it was very scurrilous what he would be claiming. It was almost tabloid stuff. But that was an interesting little episode.